Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 2961. I had the opportunity to review an early copy of The History and Politics of Star Wars by Chris Kempshall. And I gotta say, it is just awesome. Punch it. Hey Rebel Razor, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So before we get into the book itself, I do want to say that there is a virtual book tour event happening on Saturday, August 13th, and I will post the details for that at the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well. If you attend that, I believe you get access to a 30% discount code if you want to buy the book. What I do know is that Chris is actually shared with me a 20% discount code where you can order it directly from the publisher Routledge at their website, and I will also put that information in the blog post for the show's episode and in the show notes as well. Now, here's the official description from Routledge, the publishers, and they're academic publishers too, which may explain some of where this goes. This book provides the first detailed and comprehensive examination of all the materials making up the Star Wars franchise relating to the portrayal and representation of real-world history and politics. Drawing on a variety of sources, including films, published interviews with directors and actors, novels, comics, and computer games, this volume explores the ways in which historical and contemporary events have been repurposed within Star Wars. It focuses on key themes such as fascism in the Galactic Empire, the failures of democracy, the portrayal of warfare, the morality of the Jedi, and the representations of sex, gender, and race. Through these themes, the study highlights the impacts of the fall of the Soviet Union, the War on Terror, and the failures of the United Nations upon the galaxy far, far away. By analyzing and understanding these events and their portrayal within Star Wars, it shows how the most popular media franchise in existence aims to speak about wider contemporary events and issues. The history and politics of Star Wars is useful for upper-level undergraduates, postgraduates, and scholars of a variety of disciplines such as transmedia studies, science fiction, cultural studies, and world history and politics in the 20th and 21st centuries. That last paragraph is the part where you can tell that this is coming from an academic publisher. But I will say that if you have a strong interest in Star Wars and at least a passing interest in politics and or history, then you will find this book fascinating. And I will also go so far as to say that in terms of its scholarship and the depths of its research, this book basically sits on the same shelf with books from, say, J.W. Rinzler or Paul Duncan. Now, as the description says, the book is divided up into five sections. Section one is about the Empire and the First Order and other villains in Star Wars. The second section is about democracy and, in specific, the Galactic Republic and the New Republic and the later Galactic Alliance that happens. So part of his examination, of Dr. Kempshall's examination, goes all the way through the events of the Expanded Universe, which for me was particularly in lightning because, as I think I've said at times on the podcast, I tried to get into the Expanded Universe when it first really got going back in the early 90s with the Thrawn trilogy and whatnot, but I think I maybe lasted for about a dozen novels and a few comic series before ultimately I was just overwhelmed by the output and couldn't keep up with it with, you know, whatever else was going on in my life at the time. But Kemshall has looked at the entirety of the expanded universe prior to the recanonization by Disney and helpfully divides it up into three distinct eras. And so he's also drawing on information from all three of those expanded universe eras. To say nothing of the fact that he's also looking at what has been offered by Disney in the new canon so far as well. The third section deals with warfare with a particular eye to the activities of the rebellion and the resistance. The fourth section deals with the Jedi, and in a very interesting way, it looks at them as sort of intrastate operatives and talks about the morality involved in their actions and whether they're limited by the state or whether they choose to ignore the mandates of the state. And that for me was one of the most fascinating sections of the book. And then the final section is about aliens and droids and other representations of the quote-unquote other, as it were. Now, we've talked about politics on the podcast in the past and history to some degree. In fact, most recently, during the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, we had one of our deep dive episodes. I think it was after episode 5. We specifically talked about how Star Wars is political and has always been political. But I was actually just reminded that we did a similar episode way back in, I think, 2017 during, you know, Last Jedi times. Actually, sorry, that was 2018. In fact, it was actually the day before the show's anniversary on 2018. We don't do it terribly often, but it is definitely a topic that we've broached on more than one occasion. And where the Vietnam War was definitely a formative experience for George Lucas and affected his writing, not only of the original trilogy, but also a bit of the prequel trilogy as well, the influences of writers coming into the expanded universe opened up a whole realm of different viewpoints and also just generationally different concerns. And then, you know, when you think about, as the description mentioned, the fall of the Soviet Union and what the world looked like after that, you can actually see how the themes develop within Star Wars through the examples that Kemshall provides. In fact, the picture that Dr. Kemshall develops for the first 30 years of Star Wars, it's remarkable to see how it starts off as looking back at the Vietnam War to looking currently at how things are disintegrating with the Soviet Union to being prescient in terms of the dangers of democracy and how it can be corrupted from within. Dangers to democracy, I should say, not dangers of democracy. And I have to say, for tackling such heavy and serious topics, this book really goes by in a flash. I mean, it's a breeze to read, which is probably the most impressive thing. I mean, it's one thing to create a book that is a thorough work of scholarship, but it's another thing to actually make it readable, and Kemshall has done just that. And here's something that's even better. After I read it, I got to dig into it with Chris Kemshall and ask him some questions to get him to talk about the material in the book, and there was a lot of laughter in this conversation, which, again, for a book with such heavy and serious matter being discussed, what a joyful conversation it was, and I'm so thrilled to be able to share that with you on tomorrow's episode and Sunday's episode. We're going to have a two-part interview with Dr. Chris Kemshall. But for now, I'll just repeat that the book is amazing and that I enjoyed the heck out of it. And I will post the link for the virtual book launch event that's happening on August 13th in the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes. And also the discount link if you're not able to attend that, or the discount code, I should say. I will have that in all of those places as well. You'll need to go directly to the publisher's website to get it. That's routledge.com, routledge.com, and I'll have that information there as well. And that is going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.